We start with the unusual situation that I produce a sermon before you, and as much as anyone here, I'll be interested to know what it says. Dear God, may the thoughts of our hearts and the meditations of our minds be acceptable to you, be inspired to you, be guided by you, such that we do better in our lives in this world. Amen. Psalm 98 begins with a call. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. It is a psalm of joy, urging creation itself, harps, trumpets, the sea and the river, to break into praise. And then in John's Gospel we hear of the greatest marvel, God's love poured into the world through Christ, who is lifted up so that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Two passages, one from the Old Testament and one from the New, and both centered on the same truth. The goodness of God demands a response. Britain is a country with a love of music. Think of the proms at the Royal Albert Hall, where the final night sees thousands waving Union flags and belting out Land of Hope and Glory. Or more recently, the way whole football stadiums erupt in song, whether Sweet Caroline at Wembley or Liverpool supporters singing, You'll Never Walk Alone. Singing is powerful. It unites. It strengthens. It gives voice to emotions too deep for ordinary speech. The psalmist knew that. When God has acted, when God has saved, the only fitting response is music. Sing to the Lord a new song. But here's the challenge in Britain today. So many people feel they've lost their song. Cost of living pressures, wars on the news every night, political distrust, and for many, loneliness. Statistics and surveys tell us that we are one of the loneliest nations in Europe. The melody falters. Psalm 98 calls us to recover our song, not because life is easy, but because God has acted. The psalmist could point to God's victory over Israel's enemies, but John's Gospel takes us deeper. God's great act is not just military or political. It is eternal. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This is the verse you sometimes still see on placards at football matches or scrawled on the side of railway bridges, John 3:16. It is the gospel in miniature. God's love is not abstract. It takes flesh, it comes down, it is lifted up on the cross for the sake of the world. And John insists this was not to condemn the world, but to save it. That matters in Britain, For many assume faith is about judgment, rules, or exclusion. Jesus says the opposite, salvation, not condemnation. Love, not fear. Think of the Grenfell Tower fire, where tragedy struck and lives were lost. Amidst the horror, something remarkable happened. Ordinary people in London, Muslim, Christian, Sikh, atheists, opened their homes, cooked food, raised funds. Choirs gathered to sing songs of lament and hope. Even in the smoke of tragedy, voices rose in compassion. That is a fragile way. That, in a fragile way, reflects what John tells us. God enters into our brokenness not to condemn, but to save. Out of the ashes a new song can be sung. So what does this mean for us today? First, we're invited to believe. Belief is more than intellectual assent. It is trust. To believe is to lean your whole weight on Christ as you lean back on a chair. Second, we are invited to sing. Not everyone can carry a tune, but all of us can live the lives that sing of God's love. When you volunteer at a food bank, when you pick up the phone to check on a lonely neighbour, when you forgive someone who has hurt you, you are adding verses to the new song. Third, we are invited to hope. Psalm 98 says the seas, the rivers, and the mountains will sing. In an age of climate anxiety, where British coastlines are eroded and floods devastate communities, we are reminded that creation itself longs for God's redemption. We can join in by caring for the earth as part of our worship. Psalm 98 and John 3 remind us that the world is not silent and God is not absent. The Lord has done marvelous things. He has given his Son not to condemn, but to save. So let us take up the psalmist's invitation. Sing a new song. Trust in God's love. Live in hope. And as we go into the week ahead, let our lives, our choices, even our ordinary conversations become verses of praise that declare, the Lord has done marvelous things. Amen.